Hey everyone, welcome to the Lost Levels podcast. This is podcast number 70. I am your host today, Spider Staryu, and today I am joined by Dark Boo.
Yes.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh yeah. I am joined by Timmy.
Hey.
Timmy, yes.
Yes.
I am joined by Toadette.
Whoa.
Oh my. Hey, Leslie.
Hey.
And I am joined by SZ.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay, we have a fantastic podcast planned today. We're going to be we're going to be basically taking a look at the 3D platforming Mario games. That includes Super Mario 64, Sunshine, Galaxy 1 and 2, and Super Mario 3D Land. So we're going to get into all of that today. It's really good. We have great news today as well. But before we get into that, we're going to talk about what everyone has been doing this week. So we'll start off with Dark Boo, of course. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Dark Boo, you start.
Okay, well, let me tell you about the thing I have. I have a new computer. Yes. It's about time. I'll only show Spider-Star you how my other computer look. You know that computer is jacked up. Goodness. So this one is the Acer TravelMate P653M. And it's all right. The graphics card is lackluster. Compared to this processor, the graphics card is like lackluster. The graphics card will make you be like, for real. I have an 8-core processor. I have 8-core processor, basically. And they run at 2.20 gigahertz. But I have eight gigabyte RAM, and my graphics card suck. It's an Intel something 4000 HD. So basically, it sucks. Oh yes, I have to get a Steam because I promised my friend that I'll get Steam. I promised him. I was like, when I get this computer, I'll get Steam. I'm be on it. But now I really have to get it. And let me tell you about this day. Sunday I had to do so much work that I went to bed at 5 a.m. I had to do so much work for English and psychology. I had to get this done. I have to pass these two classes because I think I'm in, like, the fail zone. Like, if I don't do an assignment, I automatically fail. But, for Monday, what happened was I found out that my English paper would actually do Wednesday, not do Monday, so I'm kind of pissed. And, that's pretty much it. Monday... nothing. Wednesday was the big old test day. When I talk about Wednesday, I had a calculus test, and then after, psychology test. I'm like, whoa, okay, good. And then Thursday I had my probability statistics test. I got my score back. I got a 96 on that exam. Usually for like the elective math courses, like specialized math, but electives, I do bad. Because the discrete math, I was doing horribly. But after I made sure I pulled my behind, or for that final, I made sure that I got an A on that final. For that final, I got like a 94, and he gave me an A. And mind you, he curves it to a maximum. So for this exam, I got a 94, and he... No, 96, and he curves it to the 100, so I got a perfect grade for the final. So my overall grade is an 88, so I got a B+, or he might curve it to make it an A. Thank you, Moscatelli. So I went to work. That was pretty much it. Friday I got this laptop, and let me tell you, I have expedited delivery, so it was like quick delivery. I had to go through a lot of payment because PayPal is like a credit card. They left this computer. Mind you, the computer came at 9 a.m. They left the computer at the door for 3 hours. We woke up at 12 and I checked online and realized it's at the front door. So 3 hours my computer was sitting at the door. I'm so blessed that I don't live in the ghettoest part of Hempstead. No offense, Hempstead. I'm blessed that I don't live in the ghettoest part because... I would have been so mad. I would have been so mad to find out that somebody stole my $968 computer. Please, I paid too much for this computer. It's not going to break like my other one. This one is like dual. It makes sure... This thing had magnesium, for God's sake. Who uses magnesium? But nonetheless, that's what I've been doing. I have... Oh, my Wii. I had to tell you about my Wii. I hacked my Wii to, like, the fullest. I'm sorry. I hacked it to, like, the fullest. So,
yes.
Yeah. So, basically, I have so many programs on here. So, I know I can get, like, the virtual channels, like, the game for the virtual console. Please. I don't know why I'm pronouncing that console. So, basically, I install Majora's Mask, Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask on the Wii. I got that free. And I have I have Preloader, so basically my Wii is unbreakable. I have Boot Me 2 and that, so my Wii will not break. And so basically it will load Wii Flow on it, so basically it will go straight to Wii Flow instead of the Wii Channel, which will be excellent because it's just like the Wii Channel, and I could just install images on it, so I could basically have like a little catalog. It's like a catalog. So, I don't know what other games I might get. I know I have Quantum, I have 007, GoldenEye. I have the ISO. I installed the ISO on the Wii, so I have that as the main game itself. I have F-Zero GX, and I have 007 Nightfire as well. And I have Mario Party 4 and 5 installed on the Wii as well. And I don't know what other games I can get. Because I know that since I got this computer, I'm going to be online more playing games. So, yes, my GoldenEye community for the Nintendo 64, I am back. Yes, indeed, darling. I am back. Because, mind you, I left my family a long time ago. And I'm going to come back to the family. I'm going to come back to the nest and be like, how y'all doing? They're like, oh, please, where have you been? So, yeah. That's all I've been doing. I have played Mario Kart Wii, the custom track.
Oh, yeah.
I played it with Spider Star here and Timmy. Yes. And I do want to play with Spider Star and you, but we have some technical difficulties. I'm so sad. Yeah. That Aquadrome stage is killer. But yes, that's
really lost on one of the stages.
Yes, but that's what I've been doing. Yes, that's all. It sound long, but that's all.
All right, okay, so now we're going to move on to Timmy. What have you been doing this week, Timmy?
Well, first of all, I play Super Smash Bros. Brawl Stars, yes!
Yes!
And some real matches, lag, PK Fire, Pikmin, armor pieces, and lag.
Pikmin, armor pieces, Kirby, Flora, everything.
Oh my god, those matches, oh Jesus. I've also been part in playing Mario Kart Wii with Spider Star and Dark Boo, yes.
Oh.
I've been hacking Space Mario Thousand Year Door as usual. Mm-hmm. Thursday, let me tell you what happened on Thursday, because the end of my day got ruined. So Thursday, I had English class last period, and our English teacher like offered to like play a game where it's like a mafia game where like you have to try to figure out the werewolves and whatever. And so we go all the way downstairs, and so like the teacher's giving us our cards, and I'm a villager, and then the game starts off at night for whatever reason, and I was the first one killed, so I didn't even get to participate in the game, so I was really really mad, and it was really really obvious who was the werewolf, and then after the teacher ended the game, because the class was getting obnoxious, and I swear that English class just gets more and more obnoxious every year. Oh my god. And then after, when I get to my bus stop at the end after school, I go to like the Deppener, which is like a mini mart, like a convenience store, and I wanted to get some chips, the Lay Stacks, regular, and I got there were no more Lay Stacks, so I was really mad. Because I need those chips to end my day and relax. But no, they didn't have it. And yeah, that was pretty much Thursday. And yesterday, I've been Mario Party 6. And yeah, that's pretty much what I've been doing.
Who just sneezed?
That was SC.
Sorry, I thought I muted it at that moment. Okay. Excuse me, everybody.
Bless you. Because you're tight.
Bless you.
All right, Timmy. Okay, so how about you, Toadette? What have you been doing this week, my Leslie?
Excuse me, I just yawned. Well, I've been setting up the components for my... Oh, God, not again. I've been setting up the components for an art show I'm going to have on Wednesday. That's right. Your favorite Fat Fabulous Fungus's artwork is going to be featured in a show starting from May 22nd all the way to June 16th.
Yes!
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
It's in New York, though, so... Yeah, sorry, non-New York people. It's in the Smackmelon building at Dumbo, Brooklyn.
I don't know how I'm going to get there.
I don't know how to get there either.
F train.
You know I'm bad with trains.
Well, I'll see.
Oh man, this must be really confusing for all non-New Yorkers.
Yeah, with all the subway systems and everything.
Yeah, they're named out their letters and numbers. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, no H, no I, J, L, M, N, Q, R, S, it used to be a V, W,
so
Z, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9.
Well, damn, does that exclude 8? Excuse me.
Yeah, why have they never had an eight train? That's not something to talk about right now. But yeah, I've been setting up my art show and I've been doing good in school. I'm still keeping my straight A's, so yes.
Mm-hmm. There you go, honey.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's what Toto's been doing, and now we're going to move on to what SZ has been doing this week.
Well, I already said that I'm out of school, and now I'm just kind of doing whatever, just doing work at home, doing work on the main site, doing playing games, getting ready for all the E3 shenanigans that are about to happen, which... It's so... Nintendo's not saying when they're doing things, when they're having the Nintendo Direct. It's hard to plan anything if you don't tell people when you're going to have your events. But nevertheless, that's a different thing to complain about. Games, I've been playing Super Metroid because it just came out on the Virtual Console. And I played this game 5 years ago on the Wii Virtual Console. And I got pretty close to the end, but I never finished it. And now I'm replaying the whole thing, and man, it's just really good. It's really good. It gives you this great sense of isolation, and the gameplay just works perfectly for me. It's really interesting, and I love finding the little secrets and the little collectibles and items and power-ups and upgrades, and map stations and everything.
Super Metroid's a very fantastic game.
Yes. And are you guys playing it? Any of you?
I played Super Metroid before, and I recently bought it on the Wii U Virtual Console.
Yes.
But I already have the Super Nintendo copy, but I decided to get it anyway, so... I haven't played it in a while, but I'm probably going to start playing it soon.
Yes. And... See, I played it on the Wii with the GameCube controller, and it's just so weird with the GameCube. The same thing was for Super Mario World. They had the buttons map in these weird ways where if you wanted to press A, it was like X or something.
Oh my god, I know.
It's hard to control, and I had to hold the controller, not normally, but like kind of twist it in my hand. Had to be like my two fingers had to be on two buttons. It was really weird. So it's a nice. I love being able to take the gamepad and just map the buttons wherever I want them to. It's pretty awesome, and it's awesome just to take in this lay in bed and play or whatever. It's great. And I've also been playing Counter-Strike Global Offensive on Steam because it's been free this weekend. And Dark Blue, you should download that, and we should play because it's not free. It stops being free tomorrow.
Oh dang!
So get on it because we gotta play.
I'm afraid to get Steam. I'm afraid that if I get Steam, I'll be stuck playing it every day.
It could happen, but
uh-oh. Yeah, some people play that freaking Steam a lot more than most people.
Well, you don't really play. It's not really you don't play Steam, but you play all the games that it has, and sometimes those games
are
super cheap.
I know that. I have a Steam account myself.
You should use it more.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm a little shy with all this.
Heck, you're shy. Go look at the forum. That's where all the rewards are, and nobody wants to even try to get one. I don't... Nobody gives me a good reason either. It's just... I don't want to. Come on. Really great. Whatever, I'm going off into different subjects. That's it for me.
Alright, as for me, I recently just got back from Rite Aid. Well, recently, this... You know what I mean.
Your date?
What?
What did you say? You just got back from your date? I don't... This
recently actually, got back from Rite Aid. Rite Aid. Rite Aid. The store.
Oh.
There's a lot of the Rite Aids in New York. I got an assortment of juicy stuff. I got me my sweet tarts. So yes. I got me my crybabies. Oh, knocked on the mic. Wow. I got me my crybabies. See? Wow. Uh-huh. See, you can't see. I got this juicy drop pop thing. It's really juicy and ostentatious, so I had to get it. And that's pretty much all I got. I got some chips as well, but, you know. What have I been playing? I've been playing Mario Kart Wii with Dark Boo.
Yes.
Custom tracks, too. I've been also playing with Timmy.
Yes.
I'm also a little sick, sorry. I've been playing Super Smash Bros. Brawl with Timmy. Pikmin, armor pieces, PK Fire, PK Flash, PK freaking Thunder, freaking Yo-Yos, bats. Kirby nonsense, Jigglypuff nonsense, Jigglypuff spiking crap. It's just a whole bunch of nonsense.
Down tilt to forward smash.
Yes, it's, oh my god, it's just a whole, when me and Timmy play Super Smash Bros. Brawl, it's like a whole cataclysm. and I've been, talking to Toadette. Other than that, I've just been keeping up with my Animal Crossing City folk. I've recently planted a ton of peach trees. I got, like, a whole assortment of peach trees I planted. I'm gonna sell all the peaches and harvest them and, like, make lots of money. I recently lucked out, on selling some turnips. I sell it to Tom Nook for, 170 bells. Mind you, I bought the turnips for 106 bells. I bought at least, like, what, like, I bought, like, 990 turnips. I think I got more like 1,000. I'm not sure, but I got like something around that, and I made a lot of money from it. So it was a huge cost, but a huge price. So I got my money's worth. So that's good. What else have I been playing? I've been playing Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Gates of Infinity. Yes. Other than that, really not much else that I can think of. I've been, of course, playing my Pokemon Soul Silver as well. Just getting some stuff up on there. I've been playing Super Smash Bros. Brawl 64. Just getting a little of that, and that's pretty much it. Not much has been going on with me. I've been updating the MPI game as well, because there's been a huge amount of drama on this MPI game as well, because I made a mistake. I thought Boo and VIP, they're playing the game right now. I thought they were going to be frozen for 3 turns, but Timmy actually corrected me. He said, oh, no, they're going to be frozen status is for 5 turns, so they're going to be frozen for 5 turns. And Boo and VIP blew up, especially Boo. Boo was very mad at Timmy.
Yes! You didn't make a mistake. You didn't make the worst mistake ever like me.
Oh, my god.
And everyone has a freaking status problem now.
Oh, my god.
Yeah, Timmy's poisoned. DX Impulse is paralyzed.
Me and VIP frozen.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. Everything's been going well otherwise. Alright, so that was long and stuff, but we're going to get into now our news and community. And SC, do you want to take the baton?
I say will.
Okay, here. Whoosh.
Thank you. Woo.
Oh.
First off, we are going to discuss something as I load this page. Okay, first of all, Nintendo Direct. We had a Nintendo Direct yesterday, Friday morning.
At 10 o'clock. Eastern time.
Yes, it was. Actually, it was 7 for me, so I had to wake up. But regardless, it happened, and basically they went over their summer and spring releases, and it's basically everything we already knew. The biggest things were more information about, or biggest thing was a new Mario and Sonic at the Sochi or something like that, 2014 games for the Wii U, and that happened. What do you guys think? Because it's actually like the very first, I guess, HD Mario, not including New Super Mario Bros. U.
It looked okay.
It looked pretty.
The screenshots looked pretty, but the actual videos, they were super choppy, and they were like, the frame rate was really bad in some places.
Well, they're still like in its beta steps.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've got time, yeah. But, yeah, do you guys like the Mario and Sonic series? Is it something you're looking forward to?
I don't play it. Because there's no Toads in it. I don't play any Mario spin-off games that don't have Toad or Toadette.
I got the 2012 a London game, so I might get this. I don't know. If I have enough money, I might get it, but if I don't, then I'm probably just gonna skip out on it.
I like the Winter Olympics one, and I might get this one, but first I have to get a Wii U. Oh yeah, and speaking of Mario and Sonic, I got at the Olympic Games, I'm ranked 16 for like the dream ski jump in the Winter Olympics one.
In the world?
Let me check actually, but well, I'll post a link in the Skype chat, but just continue on.
Yeah, so that's happening, and it's kind of cool because they have a sunshine area, and it's in HD, and it's super awesome. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see that game develop and whatnot. Moving on, New Super Luigi U has some new information. It's releasing this June 20th, in North America. And they're also going to release a physical copy for retailers on August 25th. That is North America. The dates are all over the place, for depending on your region. So you'll want to check that. And Nabbit is also playable. He replaces Mario in multiplayer. So what do you guys think about that?
I can't stand Nabbit.
I never really cared about Nabbit because I've only done one Nabbit mission the entire game. That was the one that you had to do, the first one where Toad stuff got stolen.
You had to do that one? That was forced?
Oh, I mean, not forced, but I did it, and then, like, I did it, and then I didn't do any others. In fact, I never even finished New Super Mario Bros. U. I just kind of got bored. I just kind of got bored of my Wii U once Fire Emblem Awakening came out, but I'm pretty sure once, like, New Super Luigi U and Pikmin 3 and all come out, I'll be playing my Wii U again.
Are you guys getting the digital copy or the physical if you're getting the game?
Digital, definitely. I want to get the cheap version.
Physical.
Yes. You're getting physical?
I'm getting physical, okay. Yes. I'm gonna break into song for a second. But yes, I'm getting physical.
That one you have to wait longer for, and more expensive.
Well, I'm not paying for it. My brother is, so I don't care.
Well, there you go. Besides that, that's pretty much it for news. I mean, we had a new Game & Wario trailer, but I mean, does anyone even care about that game anymore? I mean, it's already out in Japan. If you want to go look stuff up, go on YouTube. It's all over the place. Besides that, some community. We have, on the main site, we have something I just did last night, actually. A massive list of upcoming Mario titles. Basically, every single Mario game that's coming out in one page with information when it's released and just general information. So check that out. See what's coming out. And actually, I want to mention the community night we had last week, Mario Kart Custom Tracks, Mario Kart Wii Custom Tracks. Do you guys want to say anything about that? Because I didn't get to join. I'd like to hear about what happened.
Oh, well, I think nobody from NPL joined except me. So, no, nah, I'm not trying to single myself out, but, it was actually decent. Like, three more people from, I think, Mario Kart Wii from that forum, I think they actually joined as well. It's only a little people. It was only me, Tablet, Yoshi. Well, first it was just me and Tablet, and then three others. And then one of the others had to disconnect because I think they had the wrong version or their internet sucked badly. and then later on, Yoshi Man joined. And then after we just joined regular worldwide. Not all regular. I'm talking about worldwide custom track. We just joined them and then started playing.
How does that work? Whose server? I guess who does one person have to have the custom tracks or
everybody?
Everyone has to have it.
That's weird. Cause
if you don't have it, you will not be able to join the room.
And Nintendo, because you have to play on Nintendo server. So do they like?
They made their own server, I think. Like it's separated from worldwide, regional, and then custom worldwide, where you can play custom tracks instead of normal tracks.
That's interesting. Can you do that with Brawl?
For the Brawl mods, like, you have to have, like, the same version of the mod, and, like, you have to make sure that it's, like, Wi-Fi safe and stuff, and, yeah, you'll be fine, but otherwise, it'll desync.
Yeah, save for America Wii. Save for America Kart Wii.
That's it for community. I'm just going to hand it off to Spider Staryu really quick. Do a little quick mention of the Lost Level videos.
Oh, boy. We basically did a switch up this week. Everyone swapped roles once again. And, I'm going to tell you guys all about it and what happened during that time. So, open up those ears, children, boys, girls, whatever. First off, we did basically just switch it. Basically, everyone swapped roles. I did Mushroom Mondays. We changed to Luscious Mondays. Claudette did Juicy Tuesdays. She changed it to Shroomy Tuesdays. Timmy did Legacy Wednesdays. Changed it to Wonton Wednesdays. Boo did Double T Thursdays. He changed it to Extra B Thursdays.
Yes!
And SC did Black Fridays. He changed it to White Fridays.
Now, wait a minute. I didn't change it to White Friday.
Changed our things to a certain title to White Friday. But basically, I'm going to tell you guys what everyone thought of the responses we got from my YouTube channel and the Lost Levels YouTube channel and whatever. I'm just going to say quickly what everyone thought. You might have your own opinion, so you're more than welcome to have your own opinion. But first off, for Mushroom Mondays, for Luscious Mondays and Shroomy Tuesdays by me and Toadette, respectively, they said that they liked it, they thought it was okay, but they much prefer us doing our own respective roles. Like me doing Juicy Tuesdays, Twitter doing Mushroom Mondays, they just like it better, are doing our own roles. So they said that, you know, it'd be nice if we can just do our own roles, which of course it was just a switch up, we're not gonna always do this. I'm just saying. But they preferred us doing our own roles, so they just said it was okay. That's nice, right, Twitter? It's not like they said they hated it. They just said it was okay. They just like us doing our own stuff, so. Yeah. I'll put that as a compliment. For Wonton Wednesdays, they really liked Timmy reviewing Earthbound. They said it was very informative, and they liked how Timmy explained it. For Extra Black Thursdays, they like what Boo said. They said that he actually did better than what was usually shown, because usually it's like only 30 seconds, but Boo actually extended it to 2 minutes and 40 seconds. So Boo's explaining the song and doing more with it. So they like that. And then we get into White Friday.
Uh-oh.
Some people didn't really like it. Boo, stop laughing!
I'm sorry.
But they said, the only reason they said that is because they thought it wasn't really a rant. It was more of a, it was coming from a different point. It wasn't really a rant, they said.
You mean different angle?
Yeah, that's what I mean. So that they didn't really like it that way.
Well, so wait, what's the definition of a rant? I thought it was basically A rant, you going off on something.
A rant is usually discussing a subject or a person and how you handled that person or how you will handle a certain subject or whatever. You're basically just talking about something that happened and then you go into it and then you talk about what you did. But some people, when they rant, it comes off as complaining. Not that you come off as complaining. I'm just saying that sometimes when people rant, it comes off as complaining. So that's why some people thought that.
Huh. Well, message to everybody. If you have something to say, you do it in the comments.
Shoot.
Uh-oh.
Just kidding. Yeah, I don't care. You can do whatever you want.
Uh-oh. Okay, so wow. Finally, we're going to get to our main topic. Our main topic today is the 3D Mario platformers. We're going to be discussing it, going into it, and all that juice. So first off, let's just try to get a general idea. Who here has played... Tell me, okay, I'm going to ask this individually. Dark Boo, have you played Super Mario 64, Sunshine Galaxy 1 and 2, and 3D Land? Tell me which ones you've played.
64, Sunshine 1 and 2.
All right. SC, how about you?
64, Sunshine, Galaxy 1 and 2, and 3D Land.
You play them all?
Yes.
Yes. Timmy?
Sunshine and Mario Galaxy 1 and 2.
Alright, Toadette?
I played the remake of 64, Galaxy 2, and 3D Land.
Okay. Well, I played them all, obviously. As I already said. But yeah, I played them all. So basically, we're going to talk about the pros and cons of these games. Basically, let's try to just get a general idea of what everyone thinks. So let's just open this up as free discussion. Okay, so first off, let's talk about the pros and cons of Super Mario 64. What are the pros and cons? Open world, yeah, it's a pro.
Camera angle, oh my god. Mega fail.
But you also gotta give them credit. This was one of the first times they did something like this, so it was kind of hard to do.
Yeah, first time anyone's done this, so it's got a lot on its shoulders.
The controls were fine. They were very fine with me. And the game, it wasn't like, I don't know what to do or is this possible. It was calming people, and only thing it was basically you doing is collecting stars.
I thought it was very simple and it's very easy for anyone to get involved with. That's what I love about it. Yeah, and it created so much for the Mario series. They had so much enemies introduced, so many like future ideas they've used. This game is basically like the core of all Mario games. Like everyone knows this game right here.
There's no past 3D game to compare with, but the game experience, it was alright. Yes, it had you collecting some stars. At times, it has you had to sit there and think. Only for one part. I had 119 stars. There was one star in, Cool Mountain?
Sure.
That's what it's called?
Probably.
World 3. World 4. It had to be World 4. I think World 3 is, ocean. So I think it was the last star where you had to do the wall jump trick. I didn't know how to do that for the longest, so it took me forever to try to figure out how to get the star. It's fun, and it brings back a lot of memories, and you can see how all the other games, how they molded, keyword molded, Super Mario 64.
Yeah, I agree. Does anyone else have anything else to say about it?
64?
Yeah.
It was the one that started it all, so.
Yeah, I gave respect to it.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's move on to Sunshine. Let's talk about the pros and cons of Sunshine.
Sunshine, them blue coins, I don't know if I can... it was good to connect, but in Corona Mountain, you talking about somebody was pissed collecting them blue coins all the time. Corona Mountain had me so pissed, and it's not hard, but it's troublesome. That freaking thing will get you angry. I love the little secret areas where they had, I don't know if you can say the retro, like a retro Super Mario 64, where you go through like the little warp zone, and at first when you go through it, you lose flood, and you have to do basic Mario skills. That's why I be basic Mario platforming skills.
Oh my god, I hate those levels. I always fall.
That's why I said Mario. That's why I said Super Mario 64. That's how it was. Basic Mario platforming. I loved it. I love, but at times it did get me pissed because you fall and yeah, so that one had, I love that they went retro, so, I can't pronounce that word, wait, did I type it, oh, I think I did, but yeah, that, what level is that, that's how you pronounce it, Pienta?
Yeah.
Pienta.
Yes, that, village, that, little retro Mario thing, with, little chuckers, whatever, to chuck you across the freaking, sections, oh. That had me pissed. That had me pissed to the core. I don't know what type of mechanics they tried to use. That just was sloppy. But I like it.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, continue. I was going to say something else.
I like the scenery. It gives you a little fun scenery, and it's a lot of places. It's not that many places to explore like Super Mario 64 was, but they leave you with a lot of things where you can get this power-ups. That was the first power-ups. They changed the flying cap, the vanish cap, metal cap, and flying cap. And basically, they have it with flood. Let's give flood the rocket launch, the turbo, and the basic one that you start with, the hovering.
Oh, yes. And also, Super Mario Sunshine was the home to one of Boo's favorite, Pienta sisters.
Oh, the Doop-Doop sisters, yes! Oh my goodness, I was infatuated with those sisters. Those Doop-Doop sisters, yes. And the dance, I love the dance. I used to mimic the dance. I used to mimic that dance to the, yes, I love that dance, and I love the Doop-Doop sisters. I love going to Rico Harbor just to see the Doop-Doop sisters, yes! Get it. I just love the Juju sisters. And Serena, whatever way you want to pronounce it, Beach. That hotel was intriguing. The casino part was all right, but that hotel had so many secrets that you had to choose different levels to actually get these blue coins, etc. And there's so many secrets. So that hotel had you really looking for every little secret there, here, there. And the fact that Yoshi, this is the point I don't like. Yoshi and the fruit mechanic, I don't like it.
Oh, I didn't like it either.
Because first of all, there was no sign to tell you different juices does different effect. One juice doesn't even get rid of that barrier thing. I think only the banana one does it. And mind you, that warp pipe that's off the island, you had to hop on the boat after boat, and to get all the way to that island to get rid of that barrier. That had me pissed. I couldn't stand that. Anyone else like it? Anyone have some dislikes to like?
The Sunshine, I don't really remember playing through it. I mean, I never played it, actually, but, I would play it at, like, a friend's house, but I never owned the game myself, and all I'd ever do is I'd play around with the toads, I'd spray water at them and jump on their heads.
Yeah, that's actually did the any best levels? Part
of these games, you can just jump on everything.
Yeah, some people like jumping.
Jumping on people's heads.
Because one, Yoshi was like really weird in this game. I didn't like how he couldn't go into the water, and like the juice mechanic was really weird. And then
juice, yes.
And then the freaking blue coins. I'm like, you wasted 20% of the game on these blue coins, and yeah. Blue coins was just really tedious.
Tedious and cheap, and stupid. And just impossible. Like, spray that wall. That one, right over there. That specific spot. And there's no way to know.
And then, get to the other mark. Yeah, get to the other X or the other O. You spray one part, you gotta run all the way to the other part to get the blue coin. And then spray that wall and go all the way back to the other part.
See, but those are still acceptable because they at least tell you this is what you have to do. There are spots in that game where it's like, you need to ground pound this random little grass area. And you have no idea. You just have to do it randomly.
Exactly.
I'm like, what? If you don't have a guide, I can't see you beating this game.
100%. Especially on, what's that, Peanut, what is that, place called? Peanut?
Noki Bay?
No, not Noki Bay, the Peanut.
Pianta Village?
No, with the roller coaster.
Oh, I know you're talking about, but I don't know the name.
Peanut Park or whatever.
Peanut Park, yes. That freaking in the first area. They have some blue coins and stuff where you just randomly squirt water, and as you know, you just see the spark. You just see the spark go. You're like, for real? There will be a blue coin there.
That had me
enraged. So some of the blue coins, you'd be like, where can you get these blue coins? And Corona, like I said, Corona Mountain, you have to sacrifice your whole mission trying to get the Bowser just to get some blue coins.
Exactly. And plus, like, after you get the blue coin, like, it disables your R button, so you can't hover back to the island or whatever.
And the boat mechanic was an ultimate fail. I'm sorry. I am sorry. That boat mechanic, what were they thinking? Right, if you stand in certain areas, if you spray left, it goes left. And if you spray right, it goes right. But you stand in certain areas, you spray left, it goes right. And spray right, it goes left.
Exactly.
The boat mechanics. Look, I like how they did bring some of the Super Mario 64 features, especially in some of the missions and stuff to get the shine spray. I like how they did that.
I just like the general platforming with Super Mario Sunshine. Like, I think they did a very good job with it. They really used the arm flood to the fullest to me. I really like that about that game.
And the fact that Mario was a villain. Mario was so full of the villain.
And also, like, one thing that this isn't exactly like Pokemon, it's kind of off topic, but like, when I went to Noki Bay and like they had like those freaking like punch traps there, I'm like, oh my god, those things scared me, and like I had to go all the way down, I had to climb all the way back up. That thing scared me.
Oh my god, the things, and I can't stand Noki Bay because it's like the hardest level to actually climb up. It's so many secrets, and yet. You're like, how the heck am I going to get there? Especially with these blue coins. And with them freaking rope and them freaking things, like you said. Man, I'm like, oh. And you fall straight down. If you don't catch the rope, you fall straight down. And when I fall straight down, the only thing I do is facepalm. I'm like, oh my god, I got to get back up here. I be taking shortcuts trying to get up the mountain because it's just so hard. To me, I couldn't stand that. I couldn't stand that level.
But yeah, let's move on to another game. How about we talk about Galaxy 1? What are some pros and cons about that game?
The major con is the control when you go inverted, like when you walk around I'm going to use the calculus term, vector field. I'm going to use the calculus term because I don't know the regular thing. Gravity, when gravity is pulling you center, so you'll be able to walk around the whatever piece of land. I think when I walk around the land, the controls get kind of confuzzled. Whereas I'd be like, I'm moving, I'm half left going left, I'm going right. So for me, the controls, it was some issues. Some issues. And when I flicked the Wii remote, at times it didn't work. And then at times I don't flick the Wii remote and it did work. And some of them was easy, but that last one, we had to get 100 purple coins.
I love the music in Galaxy 1. It was amazing.
That 100 purple coins, them purple coins got me pissed. Because some levels were easy, and some levels you'd be like, why do I have to get this? Especially that last one. What is the last one? I can't get it.
The Mario one? The Luigi something.
No, the one where you had to collect 100 purple coins in this freaking I know the name. It's not coming to my head, but I'm gonna figure it out. That mission had me mad because the controls. It either was the controls screwing you over. Dreadnought. Oh my god. But something around that nature. But that thing with them coins, I don't even know why they had 100 purple coins. That had me pissed. That was doing too much. Goodness. I definitely did not like the 100 purple coins.
Yeah. And also, like, I hate the timed missions where you have to collect 100 purple coins, but the timer still goes even after you collect the purple coins. Oh. And you still have to race to the star.
Oh my god. You know what happened? I have 3 seconds left. My controls decide to screw over. I had 100 purple coins. The controls decide to screw over. And Mario did this mega fail, so I, mind you, I'm trying to get control. It said two. I hop on the thing. One. Boom! Too bad. I'm like, no! I'm not doing this over. And then Mario, oh, I'm like, I'm not doing this over. I'm sorry, but I like the world. They made sure the backgrounds and the worlds and stuff were superb. They made sure, and I like the Luigi mission. Instead, I hate when you have to, right, when Luigi, he likes to slip and slide. Daisy. Mm-hmm. But he likes to slip and slide. So every time I try to maintain my balance, he always slides off. I'm like,
I heard that, boo.
Yeah. I'm like, Luigi, you're doing too much. Luigi, you're doing too much for me. But the controls, the camera angles at some point was yeah, and some was like nay. But go ahead.
I was just gonna say that I don't see it as a control problem. I see it as a camera problem. There are a lot of times where, like you mentioned, like a planet or something, and you're just sometimes you're like upside down and you can only see your shadow, and it's weird. It's just for me, it's camera controls. You don't really have camera controls. Everything is set for you, and it's just weird sometimes. And that's when it makes it's hard to control because of the camera, at least for me.
Yes, a lot of the planets, it just set. I don't even know, for some, a lot of the stages, I don't know why they even have the point of view adjusting the camera, because you can. It's like the camera, it's that ding, 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 ding. It's like, yeah. It's set. I'm like, what's the point of having the camera when you can't move the camera?
Exactly.
Goodness, and I think that is one of the leading causes of me yelling at the controls. Because when you upside down and only see your shadow, you go up. The camera angle, I don't think the camera angle is fixed with the gravity. I don't know if it's fixed with the gravity. I think it's vectors pointing elsewhere. Because you be going left and it goes right. You go up, it goes down. And you just be like, I'm done. The only thing you be like, I'm done. I can't stand when you flip. When you had to walk under the platform to try to do things. Oh my God. That happened. And with respect to Super Mario Galaxy. Yes. With respect to Super Mario Sunshine, I couldn't get the name. I think Super Mario Sunshine did, Galaxy did a lot better with a lot of things, but I would prefer my Super Mario Sunshine.
Yeah, I like Mario Sunshine better, and also I hate most of the power-ups in Mario Galaxy. I really hate the Spring Mushroom, Bee Mushroom.
The Spring Mushroom is stupid! The Spring Mushroom is stupid! That thing is stupid! I'm sorry! You can say all you want, it is stupid!
You have, like, no control.
I love the Boo Mushroom. I love the Boo. So juicy as Boo. I was like, yeah.
The ice flower I actually like, because I like the music, and plus I like skating on frozen water.
Yeah, it's fun.
I love it when, like, with the Boos, like, when they see Boo Mario, they fall in love with him.
Man, that way he ran into the Boo. I'm like a goddamn Boo.
Hey, why do you hate Boos? You're a Boo yourself.
Boo's a dark Boo. Maybe Boo doesn't like white Boos.
You green Boo.
Well, the dark Boos in here, they blow up. So I'm like, what are you trying to say? You're trying to enumerate my attitude, Boo? Girl? When something happened, I just blow up? Okay, yes. I love my Boos now and then. When they fall in love with me, I'll be like, not today. Not today. I gotta get to
sorry, me. Dude. I don't go that way.
Exactly. I'm like, not today. I gotta get to Luigi. Not today.
And also, like, I kind of hated how, like, in Mario Galaxy, you only had, like, 3 pieces of health, whereas in Mario Sunshine, you had 8.
I love getting that mushroom. They'd be like, do you want to buy a 1-up mushroom or that other mushroom? I'm like, the other mushroom, please.
Exactly.
Alright, so how about we talk about Super Mario Galaxy 2 now, right? Super Mario Galaxy 2. This seems more like an expansion pack game, sort of. I don't know, did anyone get that feel with Super Mario Galaxy 2, like it was just more so an expansion pack? I think Nintendo confirmed this themselves.
But I liked it.
I don't like it. There's no free roam. There's no free roaming anywhere. You don't get to check here, you don't check here. It's like, You just select a mission, go there. Select a mission, go there. Select a mission, go there. I did like what they did with the retro stages, though, referencing back to Super Mario 64. I love the way they did that.
Oh, my God. Throwback Galaxy. It was juicy.
I love that galaxy. That is a yes. That is a yes in my book. That's something they should... It's not something that, oh, they just taking it back. It's retro to bring back that old feeling like, oh, do you remember this? Oh, do you remember this? Mm-hmm. Yes. So I love the way they did that. But I don't like the way you had to select your stage. Some of the stages, it's like an expansion pack. There's no point. There's no free roam. You just, boom, choose a world, choose a mission, boom, get in. Boom, get in. And it's like... It's literally like the aftermath of Super Mario Galaxy 1. But that's what you're doing. It feels just like an expansion pack. And if you compare, like, if I'm comparing it to, like Hexen, and then you have Hexen, the Death Kings of Citadel. If I compare that with respect to Super Mario Galaxy, 100% expansion pack. It's 100% expansion pack, just with some little alterations.
I disagree.
Uh-oh.
Loved Super Mario Galaxy 2, and I looked at it much, much more than an expansion pack.
Me too.
It used a lot of assets because it is another Galaxy game, but it did so many creative and new things, so many new ideas, so many new mechanics. I loved it, and it just felt... when I played that game, I felt like every single level was new and exciting and so interesting, and every time I beat a level, I was super excited to go to the next one and to play that one, and it just continued and continued. I just saw very few flaws in this game. It was fantastic. And I'm thinking, like, new Super Mario Bros. U and new Super Luigi U, are they kind of like that? No. Super Mario Galaxy 2 is a standalone game that... It's just so much different and so much better, in my opinion, as well. All the flaws of the first game were fixed in this one. Camera, any kind of control issues, if you had any, everything felt great.
I still think it's an expansion. I'm sorry, I think it's an expansion because, oh my goodness, I don't want to explain in depth why I think it's an expansion, but some of them levels, they could have added that in the first one. What's the point of you making another game and you could have just added them levels in the first one? And I really do, I like free roaming. I can't stand, some places you can free roam, but I like free roam whereas you don't have to do a mission, just checking here, checking there, although it's not that much in Super Mario Galaxy 1 itself. It's only that observatory, that's what it basically is. Only thing you find is 1-ups. So, but I do like some of the mechanics they have in there, especially, I couldn't stand that where you had to slide out a tree slide. I couldn't stand that one.
Yeah, those missions were annoying.
The one you had to slide down a long tree trunk, get all the way to the end.
Oh, I love that one.
That one got me pissed. You talking about somebody was yelling and cussing and fussing and run? You talking about somebody act like a cunt queen? Please. I was pissed. I was appalled that I couldn't even get... The fact that I couldn't get to the end, I'm like, I know I can do better than this. Some of the missions, I do agree, some of the missions were fun, and some of them, they did fix the camera. Oh my God, they fixed the camera. Ooh, that was like a prayer answer. I feel like it's a port, though. I really do feel like it's a port slash expansion of the game, of the Super Mario Galaxy 1. But they did fix a lot of errors and add a lot of physical appearances and a lot of mental thought processes through it. But I still agree that I still stick with my thing that I think it's a port, expansion / port.
I think it's an expansion pack, a good expansion pack, but an expansion pack nonetheless. It feels like it was basically like levels that they were gonna include Super Galaxy 1, but they didn't have enough space. They were like, oh yeah, let's make another one, and then just include more levels and include more of our ideas. That's really all it felt like to me. It was good. The ideas were good. The level design was good. I like them, but I'm just saying that it did feel like just an expansion pack. And I don't know. I get you guys can deny it. That's fine. I'm just saying, to me, it really feels that way. Like it was just an expansion pack.
No, you can have your opinion. That's fine.
Yes, I can have my opinion. Thank you. Mm-mm-mm. But, yes. Yeah, actually, let's move on because we have a lot more to cover and we don't have a lot of time. Now let's talk about Super Mario 3D Land real quick. What is our views on that? Pros and cons? Let's try to keep it quick.
I love that game.
I loved it too.
It was really, although it was really, like, simple at times, it gave a good challenge with the special worlds and when you had to collect all the star medals. I hated doing that, but I did it, and I did it for all of the files.
For me, Super Mario 3D Land, I really like how it was made. To me, like, the whole concept, like, how, like, you can go forward, up, down, the whole, like, 3D, just, like, I don't know, how am I gonna say this? The atmosphere itself was really fun to me. I really liked it. I like how they made it, and I like how they designed, like, how you can move about and stuff with all the power-ups and the enemies. It was really nice and interesting idea to me.
I feel like with this game, they went back in time and pulled and dissected Super Mario Land. They dissected all that and just manipulated. They molded, they added, subtracted, multiplied, integrated. They integrated with respect to everything. And just made it 3D. And I love the way you can move around and stuff. And mind you, I haven't played the game. I saw reviews and etc. I'm comparing reviews and my approach to the game. I find that I love that the way that you can especially move up left. It's not necessarily like a left or right movement. It's actually like you know how the game scrolls from left to right from the previous games. They took that aspect, they cut that thing out and integrated with respect to DX and put it into this game. So I love the way they did approached this game, the way they approached and made this game, and the way they think about things.
Me too. It was really good, and like it was the first game I got for the 3DS because I got the pack that came with 3D Land, the fire red 3DS. I remember I was playing with the Feedy on it first, and I got so, like, stoked and amazed the first time I entered Bowser Castle. You know how it shows that little cutscene of Mario running into the castle and, the doors closing in on him?
Yeah.
And I saw that. When I saw that in 3D, I was like, oh, this is Mario in 3D! Like, actual 3D! I was just really amazed. It was really good.
Well, how about some cons for the game? I mean, we couldn't really like all aspects. Were there any aspects you didn't really like?
I hated that level where you had I hate the levels where you have to fight Boom Boom and Pom Pom at the same time, and whenever you die, you have to go back from the checkpoint and do all the fights all over again. That really annoyed me. And I also hated the cosmic clone level, the cosmic clone levels, and the beat block levels.
I haven't really played a game for me to have a con yet.
Well, you should definitely play through the whole game because it's a really fun game, and it definitely kept me entertained to play it the whole game through of it, for me at least.
They should make a Kaizo for that game.
Whoa, try the last level. That one sucks.
Yeah, that one was really hard. Like, literally, I think the most amazing part is that how in that level, you actually had to jump on Toad to get to the next platform. Because if you jump normally, even with the leaf, you would fall. You had to use Toad.
Wow.
You had to jump on Toad's head.
Okay.
All right, so now let's get into another thing about this topic. How about we discuss what we don't really like? Like, what's our least favorite of the bunch? Alright, we mentioned 64, Sunshine, Galaxy 1 and 2, 3D Land. So what is our least favorite from the bunch? Let's try to get this individually. Dark Boo, you start.
Oh God, this gonna be hard. Oh my God, if I was to say, I would say Super Mario Galaxy 1. That one, it will be the bottom. Good, that one would be the bottom, and then the other three, they would have to be really. I would have to do some limits on them. I'll do some mathematical induction, try to figure out which one actually gets up there. But yes, Super Mario Galaxy 1 will be the bottom, and at top. It would have to be Super Mario 64. That would have to be at top. And then Super Mario Galaxy 2 and Sunshine would have to... It'll be fighting to try to figure out who goes in second and third.
Oh, yes. Hey, dog.
I'm sorry, Polo. I think Polo going outside.
SC, how about you?
Well, let's see. First of all, Galaxy 2 will be at my top. Loved it so much. Such a great experience. And at the bottom, it will have to be Sunshine. And I don't know where I'm placing 3D Land in all of this. I really don't know. It's probably just in the middle, but Sunshine definitely on the bottom. Not to say that I don't like Sunshine. I love all of these games. But Sunshine would be my least favorite just because a lot of it, while it was interesting and unique, a lot of it felt kind of the same at some points. Some of the missions were kind of like, you want me to do that? Okay, I don't know, it's just kind of generic at times, and I don't know, it was interesting for what it was, but it felt like it was trying to do, it is staying a little too close to the Super Mario 64 formula, and it's, I don't know, not all the missions were as exciting and creative as they were in, like, the Galaxy games, and 64 was just something completely new that nobody has ever seen before, and that will always stand out just for that reason alone.
So you're trying to say, like, the missions were... You're not trying to say necessarily the missions were straightforward, but it was like, oh, do this. And you'd be like, okay. So that's what you said. So basically, it's not... You're not trying to say it's straightforward, but it's like, where's, like, all the mechanics and stuff? It's just, I can do this. I can just go here, boom, I'm there. That what you mean?
I mean, not necessarily, because that's a lot of what you're doing in Galaxy. They're like, okay, go do this. There's the star, go get it. And you have to do, you know, this, and that to get to that location. They just felt, I don't know, some of them were just kind of like, I'm trying to think of some examples.
Bland, like bland.
Bland, yeah, that's a good way to put it. Some of them were bland.
I understand, because that is true for some of them. You know, some of them was like, okay, I'm going to do this, boom, 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 boom. You got a shine, Sprite. So I understand where you come from with that.
Yeah, and one last thing to say about Sunshine. A lot of, while everything was really interesting, the locations and the worlds were all great, there wasn't as much variety as there are in the other Mario games. You know, although it was beach-themed for a reason, but I don't know, didn't feel like there was too much variety.
Only thing I can get for it is the voice acting. The voice acting, that's another podcast. I'm sorry. Voice acting.
I like the voice acting. It was cheesy. And it was cheesy, but I like cheesy.
Voice acting wasn't bad to me.
I mean, I think it's interesting to see voices in Mario because it gives the characters more personality and defines them more.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Yeah, They should bring back the voice acting, but, you know, actually use, like, the current voice actors they use instead of, like, these new guys. And they should make Mario talk for once. And, I mean, I know he's supposed to be kind of a silent protagonist, but he's spoken before. I actually kind of want Mario to be shown having a conversation with the character instead of being all like, oh, Baba da Boopy, Baba da Baba da Ba. Because that's how he totally is in Mario and Luigi. Him and Luigi are just, like, speaking this fake-ass Italian.
I know. It's, like, the fakest accent ever.
Well, I like how they did with Luigi. At least he has some type of emotions and stuff.
Luigi actually uses some Italian words. Like, he uses grazie and ciao and all.
He might let's go. They could do something with Mario like that. That's kind of
Mario, Luigi. I always like it when they do that.
That's actually nice. They could do voice acting like that. It don't have to be extreme, cause it's like basically he. But Mario's not as worse as Link on Zelda. Oh God, no, he has no emotions. The only thing you see, he has a crack of smile. He's like, I'm like, what the hell is that? I'm like, oh, but at least he is a lot better than Zelda though. I'm sorry.
I guess now it's my turn. I'd say my least favorite is probably Sunshine, because of the same reason SC said, how, like, the missions just kind of, you know, do that, do this, do that, and some of the mechanics are really annoying, and I really, like, the times I played it, I really only played it to play with the Toads. My favorite, though, is probably 3D Land. That was, like, a really amazing game, and when I played that game, I was like, oh man, I know this 3DS is gonna be good.
Sorry, I didn't know you were saying it now. Sorry, Timmy.
As for me, note that I haven't played the Mario 64, Mario 3D Land, but my favorite is Mario Sunshine, and my least favorite is Mario Galaxy 1. Mario Sunshine, I really liked it, because I don't know why, but I really like Delfino Plaza, and I just love the water and the locations. Yeah, I really like those as well. And the voice acting actually wasn't that bad. Mario Galaxy 2, it was actually pretty good, but I just lost interest in it after I beat it. And that Grandmaster Galaxy got on my nerves, especially the Daredevil one. But Mario Galaxy 2 was actually pretty good, and Mario Galaxy 1, didn't really like it that much, because the controls and the power-ups were just annoying to me. And, yeah.
As for me, obviously, Super Mario 64 is on the top. To me, it created so much. That game really deserves credit. It's not just, oh, it created things. It's really fun, too, and it's still fun to this day. Every once in a while, I'll play that game, because it brings back memories, you know? It just has that feel, it's just the leveling and the platforming never gets old. It never gets old, unless you're playing it for, 5 years every single day. But it just doesn't get old. The platforming, the way the levels were designed, is just really awesome and fun for everyone. After that, I'll probably put Super Mario Sunshine, simply just because I played that game the most after Super Mario 64. I love the water mechanics, and of course, even though I don't like the Yoshi, I really love the juice, because juice is really juicy. After that, I probably put 3D Land after. Gasp! But no, seriously, I would put that after, because to me, I really like how the levels were designed. It was really interesting and new for the Mario series to see something like that. I would definitely love to see more games like that, actually. But it just, the whole level design, how everything was, that was really great. And Super Mario Galaxy 1 and 2 would be on the bottom for me, because the games are, they never really attracted my attention that much. Like, Galaxy 1, I was playing that game for, a while, and I think I beat it, but I never really had the desire to, oh yeah, let me play that game more and more. I probably played it a few times after, but I never really cared that much.
I think the one thing that really made the game better for me was the Toad Brigade.
I like the Toad Brigade, but it's still...
Didn't you just love using Yoshi and all in Galaxy 2 and just going, and they'd be all like, hey! And it's I'm pissing them off so bad, but it's so cute.
Yeah, but yeah, that's basically what I think. Alright, so that's it, guys. Yeah, that was a really intense discussion. I hope you guys enjoyed all our in-depth views. Alright, but before we go, let's do our final words. Can't believe I screwed that one up. Whoops. Dark Boo, a final words.
I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast.
Keep it classy, honey. Yeah.
Oh, yes. True Tea with the masquerade mask. But yes, I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast. And yes, we had a good last thoughts together. I know we kind of started late because what happened was things that are discreet we can't say what happened. But I hope y'all enjoyed it. We try not to rush, but I'm sorry, we have lives. I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but we have lives. So, I hope you enjoyed the podcast, like I said, like 4 times in a row.
Super Zambazy?
Okay, one thing I forgot to mention was with the Yoshis in Sunshine. When I first saw that, I thought they were throwing up, and I had no idea what was going on. I kind of freaked out for a little bit. I just had to mention that. It's part of the experience with that game. But anyway, I do hope you enjoyed the podcast. Kind of random, but okay.
Well, it's not random like the piano in Super Mario 64.
Am I really never scared of that?
I was never scared of it.
I thought it was cool.
I was like, whoa. I thought the piano was just there for freaking decoration. Then when you're like, oh, you go near, oh, chomp, chomp, chomp. Like, clearly it's like freaking just scared. Like, the chomp's really loud, too. Timmy?
I am glad that we got into this discussion. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast.
Toretta?
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed this podcast.
All right, Leslie. Okay, so let me get into the ending information. First off, if you want to guest star on the podcast or if you have any questions, just contact us on YouTube. We're actually having sign-ups going on now, too, so if you want to join the Lost Levels, you can do that as well if you sign up. And you meet the requirements, of course. Find out updates and more juicy stuff at our YouTube, youtube.com/user/TheLostLevelsMPL. You can check out Mario Party Legacy in our form at MarioPartyLegacy.com/4. Check out our original Mario Party content with our games MPI and PFS at MPIMPFS.MarioPartyLegacy.com. Follow us on Twitter at MPL Network and our Facebook page, MPL Network. You can follow me on Twitter. I am at SpiderStarYear. Yeah. SpiderStarYear, yes. And YouTube, you can subscribe to me, SpiderStarYou. SpiderStarYear for both. I just like saying it like SpiderStarYear. I like how Boo says that.
SpiderStarYear.
Yes. But yes, you can subscribe to me. I make juicy, 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 juicy videos. And you can subscribe to Dark Boo on YouTube. He is 516-974-3494.
Yay!
You can subscribe to Super Zambazy on YouTube. He's Super Zambazy. I'm on Twitter at Super Zambazy. And on Nintendo Network, Super Zambazy. Super Zambazy everywhere.
Super Zambazy.
Super Zambazy.
Super Zambazy.
Oh, YouTube. Okay. Timmy is Mr. Tim Tendo. And YouTube for Toadette is Caitlin Robitalian. She loves when you subscribe to her.
No.
For Tumblr, she's Unofficial Official Toadette. And on Facebook, she's Homicidal Fungus. Well, thank you guys so much for watching our podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And feel free to post your comments to us, wherever it may be, on the site, on YouTube, wherever the case may be, tell us what you think. We'd love to hear what you think. And that's it. We're going to see you guys next time. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.